Madam Vice President, this item provides an opportunity to consider unprecedented contradictions that prompt us to seriously consider the benefit of our presence in this room and the relevance of our discussions to the ultimate goal of achieving real progress in protecting and promoting human rights for all without discrimination. The statements of the United States have become poor and miserable. We doubt that it convinces its representatives, let alone convincing other countries. However, they help us understand the magnitude of contradictions and make us wonder which international law the U.S. refers to, the law of its cross-border terrorism or the law that allows it to destroy impoverished countries and publicly plunder the natural resources, undermine their social values and economic systems. Which human rights, killing, displacement and extermination of entire populations directly or through its proxies, whether terrorist groups or Israeli occupation entity, which humanitarian standards, punishing entire populations and throwing them into hunger and poverty? This is obviously the rules-based international order promoted by the United States. This council does not need further lies. Rather, it needs more respect for international law, more credibility, more constructive dialogue, cooperation, mutual understanding. I thank you, Vice President.